Well, it's one of the biggest weekends of the year for many people, with up to 130,000 hurling supporters expected in Croke Park over the next couple of days. Tomorrow, Dublin will take on Cork in one semi-final, while in the second, on Sunday, Kilkenny will play Tipperary. Let's have a word with our Gaelic Games correspondent, Marty Morrissey. Marty, is it fair to say that Dublin are the story this weekend?
I think they are. I think they've been the story for the last number of weeks, because the Munster hurling final between Cork and Limerick set all our hearts fluttering with excitement and adrenaline. I mean, we had extra time. For the first time, we'd penalties in a shootout, and you could debate that until the cows come home. And then, you know, I remember during the Tipperary, the Galway-Dublin match, and I thought, no, there's no way will Dublin beat Limerick. And then Dublin produced this amazing performance against Limerick, fully deserving. I mean, for Cork and Clare, who had 15 against 15, they couldn't beat Limerick, and here comes Dublin with 14 lads, and they beat Limerick in an All-Ireland quarterfinal. So it was quite dramatic. The question is now, can they repeat it? Because inconsistency has been, I suppose, the problem with Dublin over the years. And history would say, you know, that Cork have the advantage, because this is the 20th championship clash between Cork and Dublin. Cork have won 16, Dublin have won 2 and drawn 1. And indeed, you know, it's been a long time since Dublin won the All-Ireland. I know we're only at semi-final stage, 1938. Dublin haven't been in an All-Ireland final since 1961. And if you want to stay on the history line, it's 1927 since Dublin beat Cork in the championship. So it's historic. And there's huge moments in time, and this could be a moment in time tomorrow.
What about the other match? Now, bear in mind, Marty, that the editor of this programme is from Tipperary.
Well, you know, us Clare people, we're delighted to see Tipperary getting back into Croke Park.
Stop
let me
it.
Say.
Stop.
And I've told Brendan already, it's a soft All-Ireland now that Clare are gone. I am joking. But anyway, I couldn't resist that. Look, Tipperary and Kilkenny is what we were all raised on. I mean, these are one of the greatest rivalries in the GA. And the fact, I'm going down this evening down to Ballingarry, to the home of Liam Cahill, to do a live piece into the news, just on the border, because that's where the real excitement is. But like Kilkenny, haven't won the All-Ireland since 2015. Tipperary were there in 2019. And both counties are rich in the history of hurling. And obviously, to renew that rivalry, when they met in the league, tempers were frayed. It got a little bit passionate, to say the least, and ended up with 12 against 14. I'm sure there'll be fireworks again on Sunday, because there's an awful lot at stake. A place in the All-Ireland final against Cork and Dublin. And I know it isn't quite sold out, but there'll still be 50, 60, 65,000 people. But we will love the skills of some of the best hurlers in the country, whether it be TJ Reid for Kilkenny, or John McGrath, or Jason Ford, or Darren McCarthy, the new kids on the block, Craig Morgan that's coming through from under 20. It has all the ingredients. And I think, Rachel, Tipperary have had the advantage over Kilkenny. Kilkenny have lost minor and under 20 All-Irelands. They really are determined to make sure that they win, that they at least try and get to the All-Ireland final. But they do, they're fully focused. I've never seen them so focused over the last number of weeks, concentrating on playing Tipperary in All-Ireland semi-final. It adds to it. A carnival of hurling this weekend, and we're all looking forward to it.
A carnival of hurling. I hope you have a great weekend, Marty, and I love that euphemism. It got very passionate. Marty Morrissey there on his way down to the Tipperary-Kilkenny border.